Hey, welcome. In this beginner lesson, we're rebuilding an Origin Unknown style Reese patch in Ableton Live 12 with a warm, tape-like grit. The goal is a wide, detuned mid-bass with analog style movement and a separate clean mono sub, so your low end stays solid with the drums. Quick overview: you'll build a two-part bass, a stereo, detuned Reese voice using Wavetable, and a mono sub using Operator. Then we'll add an effects chain to give the Reese that tape grit and movement, and set up basic mixing insert so it sits with your drums. What you'll end up with: a detuned Wavetable Reese and stereo, with saturation, chorus, vinyl style grit and subtle lo-fi texture. A clean Operator sub, mono, to anchor the low end. A basic group or routing ready for sidechaining and mixing. Let's walk through it step by step. Project setup first. Create two MIDI tracks. Name the first Reese Wavetable and the second sub Operator. Set your tempo to a DNB tempo. 174 BPM is a common starting point, and place a simple 1-bar MIDI note at C1 for testing while you build. Build the main Reese with Wavetable. Load Wavetable on the Reese track. For oscillators, choose SAW on both OSCA and OSCB. Use Unison to create that trademark beating. Set Unison voices to about 3-4 and detune roughly 0.10 to 0.25. Around 0.12 is a good starting point. That gives the phasing between partials that makes a Reese move. Keep both oscillators at the same octave for the main body. For the filter, use filter 1 as a 12 dB low pass, and put the cutoff somewhere between 400 and 900 Hz depending on how bright you want it. If Wavetable offers drive on the filter, a small amount helps, but you can leave that neutral and add drive later in the chain. Add subtle movement with modulation. Assign a slow LFO to modulate the filter cutoff at a very low rate, around 0.1 to 0.5 Hz, with tiny depth. This simulates slow tape flutter and keeps the Reese alive without audible tremolo. Add the warm tape style grit. Effects chain. Now build the effects chain on the Reese track. A useful order is: EQ8 Saturator Chorus Ensemble Vinyl Distortion Redux Auto Filter Final EQ8 Glue Compressor Utility. I'll go through what each does. Start with EQ8 before saturation. High pass at about 30-40 Hz to protect the Reese from unnecessary sub-rumble, and cut any mod around 200-350 Hz if needed. Saturator is your primary tape style soft clip. Try the analog clip or soft sine curve, with drive between 2 and 6 dB. Set dry slash wet around 50-100%, 60-80% is often a sweet spot. This warms and thickens the mid-range. Add chorus ensemble next for slow stereo modulation. Keep rate low, 0.10.4 Hz, and amount small, 20-40%. Use a modest mix so it gives width and movement without sounding warbly. Vinyl distortion adds high-frequency grit and tape-like noise. Use it very lightly, tiny drive or amount to taste. Redux is for subtle lo-fi texture. Keep bits around 14-16 and sample rate reduction minimal, barely audible. We want gentle texture, not harsh digital artifacts. Auto filter is optional. If you use it, set a slow LFO on a low pass or band pass with cutoff around 400-900 Hz and low resonance to emulate slow drift. Finish with a final EQ8 to sculpt resonances, tighten boxiness in the 200-300 Hz region and boost a touch around 1.53k Hz if you need presence. Then glue compressor for light bus compression. Ratio around 2:1, gentle threshold, medium fast attack and medium release, just to glue the detuned voices together. Finally, utility to control stereo width. Set the Reese between 60 and 95% width so it's wide, but still mono compatible. Build the mono sub with Operator on the sub track. Load Operator. Use a pure sine on the carrier and set it one octave below your main Reese root, C1 or C0 depending on your taste. Keep the filter open or fully low passed. Set the amp envelope with a short attack, high sustain, and medium release so the sub holds steady. Chain for the sub: EQ8 low pass around 120-150 Hz and high pass around 20-25 Hz to remove rumble. Use utility width set to 0% to force mono. Balance the sub underneath the Reese so it anchors the low end without overpowering it. Glue them together in context. Route both tracks to a bass group or keep them parallel depending on your workflow. If you plan to sidechain the bass to the kick, add a compressor or glue on the group and set up the kick as the sidechain input. To avoid low-end conflict, low-pass or high-pass the Reese under about 4120 Hz with EQ8 so the sub has space. If the Reese still overlaps, cut the Reese between 40 and 120 Hz until the sub breathes. Optional resample and tape bus trick. If you want extra tape character, duplicate the res, freeze and flatten or resample to audio. Put another saturator or vinyl distortion on the audio, and a tiny echo or delay with low feedback for extra texture. Blend this processed audio under your original synth for a cohesive tape feel. Common mistakes and fixes: too much detune or too many unison voices will muddy the low end. Reduce detune or voice count. Saturating without pre-EQ can bloat bass. High pass or cut low frequencies before heavy saturation. Don't leave the sub stereo. Keep it mono to avoid phase issues. Overusing redux creates digital harshness. Keep it subtle or skip it. Overwidening the res makes kick and sub disappear in mono. Keep width controlled. Always mono check with utility to catch cancellations. Pro tips: always use a separate mono sub voice, rather than relying on the detuned res for low end punch. Automate filter cutoff or LFO depth across the arrangement for movement. For more tape flutter, slightly modulate pitch with a very low rate LFO or use a tiny frequency shifter. Resample the res to audio and compress slash saturate the clip for a real tape bus vibe. Boost a small amount around 800 1.5 kHz if you need the res to translate on small speakers. Keep the res low end under a clean sign and high pass the res below 40-60 Hz. Mini practice exercise: recreate the patch with a constraint. Use only wavitable plus either saturator or vinyl distortion. Pick one. Set wavitable to 3 unison voices. Detune equals 0.12. Filter cutoff equals 700 Hz, and LFO modulating cutoff slowly. Add the chosen grit device with drive equals 3 dB. Build an operator sub at C1 and make it mono. Export a 4-bar loop and check it in mono. Tweak until the sub is present in mono and the res still sounds wide in stereo. Recap: you've rebuilt an Origin Unknown style res in Ableton Live 12, a detuned wavitable res with subtle unison, saturation, chorus and light lo-fi processing, paired with a mono operator sub. The key mixing rules are: keep the sub mono and clean, EQ before saturation to avoid low-end bloat, and always mono check. Use the mini exercise to get hands-on. Small adjustments to drive, detune, width and EQ are what make the patch sit perfectly with drums. That's it. Now open your live set, try the steps, and iterate. Small tweaks and listening in context will get you the classic warm, tape-gritty res that sits solid in drum and bass.